All right. This morning, I want to share with you a topic. I think it's really hard to find some research in this topic. And we continue of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Turn your Bible with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is very easy to understand, but it's really hard to practice because it's just in our soul, the way we conduct ourselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Okay? Let me read verse 4. This is where Paul defined what is love about. Okay? Love, suffering long, and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puff up. That's what we talked about last week. Talking about pride. Okay? Now this week we move into verse 5. Does not behave rudely. Is that understand? It's easy to understand. But how are you going to define all this? How are you find all this? How do you find a person who behave rudely? Other Bible versions say is act unseemly, improperly, without respect. And so all that is basically summed up into that very word, okay? Does not behave rudely. That's what's love about. We should not treat other people rudely. There's a story I want to start off. There's a man who, after he get married, and he just don't open his car's door to his wife anymore. And people ask, why don't you open the car door to escort your wife into the car? I say, well, she have two hands, just like me. She can open the door for herself. And this is years and go on. He never opened doors to his wife. And so as the time go on, make a long story short, she died. And they have a funeral service. And as after the funeral service, they took the casket to put into the funeral cart. And as he go in front of the casket, and as he stepped into that car so they can have the casket pour in, and the man, the funeral director, say, man, could you, gentlemen, could you open the door for your wife? Basically, your wife's casket, basically. And so that's what sparked on her mind, say, what? All these years I never opened the door for my wife, and this first time I opened the door for my wife in the casket. This is the first, the last time, that's it. See, a lot of time we treat other people rudely and we do not realize until they pass away. Until you have no more opportunity to do something good for others. Now, the Bible teaches a very important lesson. Does not behave rudely. What's our behavior every day? When you associate with your friend, your co-worker, the people that you come across with, how do you behave? Do you see them? Do you behave? Do you say something that hurt them, or even not say anything? It might hurt them. You know, if you don't say something, you might hurt them too. A lot of sometimes you cross by with someone, walk by someone, and you think they are invisible. You don't even notice they are there. Maybe at that time you have your earphone on and listen to some music. You don't even notice anything. See, a lot of time we go into life, we think about self, we don't think about other people. And we treat other people rudely. We don't respect them. Do children respect the parent? When they come home, do you respect the parent? How about parent? Do you respect other people? Do you think about it? Or has it become a habit that you don't even think about it? When you come home, you want to think, Mom, Dad, is the food ready? Have you prepared the food for me? In the morning, you know, I prepare breakfast, my breakfast and lunch for my children. Dad, is the lunch ready? You know, something, you ask yourself, how are we treat other people? Do you see other people have done something for us and we forgot about it? A lot of times someone give you a gift, especially children. Sometimes I don't. Someone give a gift, you're so excited to open the gift, and you forgot to say thank you. You forgot about it. Why? you have not think about other people's feelings. That's what love here. Love is about to behave. Does not behave rudely. You need to respect other people. And that's what God teaching us, that we need to understand how other people feel. Do we have time? Everyone have 24-hour day. Do we have time? I'm too busy to give my degree. I'm so busy to go to work. I'm so busy to take care of church. I'm so busy of everything. And we don't take time to recognize things around us. Do you recognize people around you? Do you sense how other people are going through? Do you see through their eyes that they feel hurt? If you're going to go door to door, how do you know people are feel hurting out there? People want to commit suicide. How would you know? What if our own family member going through? You see, God trying to tell you, we behave rudely because we don't recognize other people's need. Not just a general rudely that we exercise in this world. If you recognize people need, if you don't help them, if you don't comfort them, we are go against what love is. Now I remember my cousin feel sad one time, and he thought, you know, Envin, can I talk to you? And I said, yeah. Well, what do you want to say? And I said, oh, that's okay. It's nothing. And so I'm assuming it's nothing. See, I don't read behind the scene. I don't read between the lines. I don't see through his eyes. And sometimes when I talk with him, is there something that he hiding inside? But I did not take time to talk about it. I did not take time to work through. I did not take time to check him out. Guess what? A year later, I pick up a phone call when I live in Denver. And it's not from him, from his mom. And see, he have just committed suicide. I feel so bad. I recognize there's something happening, but I did not take time to attend that need. My friend, God say, love does not behave rudely. It's go beyond that. How do we respect other people? How do we understand other people? We can run through life. By the end of our life, what do we get? Have we come across or helped someone? Have we come across to help the need of someone that they can find Jesus, they find love in this lonely world? I want to point out a story or two how Jesus treat people. Turn with me in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 5. I'm sorry, Mark chapter 5 it is. Now this is a story setting that Jesus and his disciple go from town to town. Either they travel from the Sea of Galilee to Jerusalem or back and forth. The shorter distance they have is to go across Samaria. And surprisingly, that Jesus decided take his disciple go to cross Samaria and see the people there. And as he's sitting there waiting for his disciple to go get food, and this all planned, and the Samaritan woman come and get some water in the mid-afternoon. And Jesus come out and greet her. You know, it's very strange for Jews to greet Samaritan. They don't talk to each other. Then we don't want to live to each other. But Jesus decided to break that barrier. Want to talk with someone. Just like you and I want to talk with a stranger. The stranger don't want to talk to you. But we want to break that barrier. We don't want to talk because we want to touch someone's life. That's what Jesus did. Jesus can see this Samaritan woman come in the middle of the afternoon to get some water. Now, very strange for a woman to go out and get water in the hot summer day. You don't get water. Either early morning, late at night. And so, but Jesus know this woman come out for that. And Jesus greet her. And verse 28 of chapter 5, the book of Mark, say, for she said, when Jesus asked for water, she said, if you may touch, John chapter 4. I mixed up two stories. One go John chapter 4. chapter 4, and I continue with the story. Chapter 4 talking about a Samaritan woman. And verse chapter 4, verse 7. I'm sorry. John chapter 4, verse 7. And this Samaritan came out and draw water. And Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink. Give me a drink." And verse 9, I'm going to jump to verse 9. And the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." Verse 10. And Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew a gift of God, who it is who say to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked me him, and he would have given you a living water." Now, Jesus read between the lines. Jesus see through the Samaritan eyes. The water she drink, and she always feel thirsty. It's not fulfilling. But Jesus said, "I want to give you a drink that you never thirst anymore." And God, guess what? What's he respond? "I want that water. What is that water? Let me know. Let me taste it. Let me taste it." You see, Jesus treat a stranger with respect and kind. But beyond that, find their need. Look at the emotion of what that person is going through. And he willing to help to meet that need. My friend, that's what love about. We need to concern people surrounding us. There's another story that I allude to. Mark chapter 5. That's what I mean. Mark chapter 5, another story. And this whole story settings are a girl restored to life and a woman healed. Two story in one. As Jesus go through town, go to this girl's home and try to restore her life, in the middle of the road, so many people walking through, so many people touch Jesus, so crowded. And here it is, this story of the woman. This woman have a sickness and she go every single physician is not healed. She lose so much blood. But she say, "If I just touch Jesus' garment, if I touch his clothes, just a little touch, I believe Jesus will heal me." Now, Jesus so busy. He have his disciple. He have people waiting for him. And people everywhere ask for healing, ask for food, ask for miracles, everything. As he walk on his way. In verse 28, he said, "You know what? If I only may touch his clothes, I shall make well." Verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt her body that she was healed of the affliction. Immediately she got healing. Just faith, that faith. You know, why didn't you ask Jesus, "I have this symptom sickness, can you heal me?" No. When a woman loses her blood, there's a certain disease, certain sickness that the Jews consider unclean. You don't talk about it. You don't let people know about it. But today, same thing. People have sickness. They don't want to let people know about it. They don't let Jesus know about it. And so she go through life. She don't want people to know about it. And she say, "Hope Jesus will know about it. If he really the Son of God, if I touch his garment, he will know about it. And he will heal me right away." And guess what? Immediately she was healed. Verse 30. And Jesus immediately know in himself that the power has gone out of him, turn around in the crowd and say, "Who touched my clothes? Who touched me?" The disciples say, "Strange. What do you mean, who touched you? Everyone touched you. I touched you. What do you mean, who touched you?" And Jesus said in verse 31, "But his disciples say to him, 'You see the multitude wrong you, and you said, who touched me?'" And he looked, verse 22, "And he looked around and see her who have done these things." How did Jesus recognize someone touch him? I mean, you can talk to me, but would I listen to every single word? Now, Jesus teaches very lesson right here. It's not because he's God, he know everyone's mind. No. He want to teach us a lesson. Do you recognize people need? Do you recognize people are crying out? Can you hear them? It's not because they crying out, not because they say a word. can you feel? My friend, if you in tune with God, you can feel that. If you hear the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will point out to you that. You see, that's what we study about here. Love does not behave rudely. When you respect, when you understand that people need, you can sense that need. Jesus did just that. He recognized. He's so busy. I don't think anyone more busy than Jesus Christ. He stay up late at night to pray for you, for this disciple. He's so busy. And here we sometimes we're so busy we say, oh, I cannot attend everyone's need. Also, we're so busy we don't have time to call people or text people. Or so busy we cannot even say hi. Or so busy that we cannot visit someone who has cancer. There's a woman in our church. I won't say the name. She has very bad sickness, diabetic. And it's so sad that when I heard that her hand is numb and her toes numb, I said, you know, this has come to the point that's very critical. You know when you are diabetic and if your leg or your feet is numb, guess what? What is the next step? Amputation. That's what it is. And I cried out and I prayed God. And not only that, I need to attend her need. I want to come to visit her. I want to do everything to help her. You see, sometimes we're so busy we forgot about there's some people who are really in need out there. And if we're not attending those needs and hear people crying, even silent cry, Paul say that we have treat other rudely. That's the meaning of that. Not what word you say, but what action that you have not done. How do we treat other? How do we react? How do we respond? How would you do all this? Jesus wrote to his life. He never said a word or action that hurt other people's feelings. Yes, there's time he was upset. Upset that people are selling stuff into in his father's house. Yet he upset that people block the Pharisee closed the door of salvation to the people in need. Yes, he upset with that, but he never treat people rudely. He never treat the Pharisee or even the people nailed him to the cross. He could cry out and say, why you nail me to the cross? He could scream. But he said, God, the Father, forgive them that they know what they're doing. My friend, that's why it is. How are we today? How are we going through life every single day? Do we share the love of Christ just like 1 Corinthians chapter 13? As we need to treat other people nicely. All right. This morning I want to share with you a topic. I think it's really hard to find some research in this topic. And we continue of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Turn your Bible with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is very easy to understand, but it's really hard to practice. Because it's just in our soul, the way we conduct ourselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Okay? Let me read verse 4. This where Paul defined what is love about. Okay? Love suffering long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puff up. That's what we talked about last week. Talking about pride. Okay? Now this week we move into verse 5. Does not behave rudely. Is that understand? It's easy to understand. But how are you going to define all this? How are you find all this? How do you find a person who behave rudely? Other Bible versions say is act unseemly, improperly, without respect. And so all that is basically summed up into that very word, okay? Does not behave rudely. That's what's love about. We should not treat other people rudely. There's a story I want to start off. There's a man who, after he get married, And he just don't open his car's door to his wife anymore. And people ask, why don't you open the car door to escort your wife into the car? I say, well, she have two hands just like me. She can open the door for herself. And this is years and go on. He never opened doors to his wife. And so as the time go on, make a long story short, she died. And they have a funeral service. And as after the funeral service, they took the casket to put into the funeral cart. And as he go in front of the casket, and as he stepped into that car so they can have the casket pour in, and the man, the funeral director, say, man, could you, gentlemen, could you open the door for your wife? Actually, your wife's casket, basically. And so that's what sparked on her mind, say, what? All these years I never opened the door for my wife, and this first time I opened the door for my wife in the casket. This is the first, the last time, that's it. See, a lot of time we treat other people rudely and we do not realize until they pass away. Until you have no more opportunity to do something good for others. Now, the Bible teaches a very important lesson. Does not behave rudely. What's our behavior every day? When you associate with your friend, your co-worker, the people that you come across with, how do you behave? Do you see them? Do you behave? Do you say something that hurt them? Or even not say anything, it might hurt them. You know, if you don't say something, you might hurt them too. A lot of sometimes you cross by with someone, walk by someone, and you think they are invisible. You don't even notice they are there. Maybe at that time, you have your earphone on and listen to some music. You don't even notice anything. See, a lot of time we go into life, we think about self. We don't think about other people. And we treat other people rudely. We don't respect them. Do children respect the parent? When they come home, do they respect the parent? How about parent? Do you respect other people? Do you think about it? Or has it become a habit that you don't even think about it? When you come home, you want to think, Mom, Dad, is the food ready? Have you prepared the food for me? In the morning, you know, I prepare breakfast, my breakfast and lunch for my children. Dad, is the lunch ready? You know, something. You ask yourself, how are we treat other people? Do you see other people have done something for us and we forgot about it? A lot of times someone give you a gift, especially children, sometimes adults, someone give a gift, you're so excited to open the gift, and you forgot to say, thank you. You forgot about it. Why? You have nothing about other people's feelings. That's what love here. Love is about to behave. Does not behave rudely. You need to respect other people. And that's what God is teaching us, that we need to understand how other people feel. Do we have time? Everyone have 24 hour a day. Do we have time? I'm too busy to give my degree. I'm so busy to go to work. I'm so busy to take care of church. I'm so busy of everything. And we don't take time to recognize things around us. Do you recognize people around you? Do you sense how other people are going through? Do you see through their eyes that they feel hurt? If you're going to go door to door, how do you know people are feel hurting out there? People want to commit suicide. How would you know? What if our own family member going through? You see, God trying to tell you, we behave rudely because we don't recognize other people's need. Not just a general rudely that we exercise in this world. If you recognize people need, if you don't help them, if you don't comfort them, we are go against what love is. Now I remember my cousin feel sad one time, and he thought, you know, Envin, can I talk to you? And I said, yeah. Well, what do you want to say? And I said, oh, that's okay. It's nothing. And so I'm assuming it's nothing. See, I don't read behind the scene. I don't read between the lines. I don't see through his eyes. And sometimes when I talk with him, there's something that he hides inside, but I did not take time to talk about it. I did not take time to work through. I did not take time to check him out. Guess what? A year later, I pick up a phone call when I live in Denver. It's not from him, from his mom. And see, he have just committed suicide. I feel so bad. I recognize there's something happening, but I did not take time to attend that need. My friend, God say, love does not behave rudely. It's go beyond that. How do we respect other people? How do we understand other people? We can run through life. By the end of our life, what do we get? Have we come across or helped someone? Have we come across to help the need of someone that they can find Jesus, they find love in this lonely world? I want to point out a story or two how Jesus treat people. Turn with me in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 it is. Now this is a story setting that Jesus and his disciple go from town to town. Either they travel from the Sea of Galilee to Jerusalem or back and forth. The shorter distance they have to go to across Samaria. And surprisingly, Jesus decided to take his disciple, go to cross Samaria and see the people there. And as he's sitting there, waiting for his disciple to go get food, and this all planned, and the Samaritan woman come and get some water in the mid-afternoon. And Jesus come out and greet her. You know, it's very strange for a Jew to greet Samaritan. They don't talk to each other. Then we don't want to listen to each other. But Jesus decided to break that barrier. Want to talk with someone. Just like you and I want to talk with a stranger. The stranger don't want to talk to you. But we want to break that barrier. We don't want to talk because we want to touch someone's life. That's what Jesus did. Jesus can see this Samaritan woman come in the middle of the afternoon to get some water. Now, very strange for a woman to go out and get water in the hot summer day. You don't get water, either early morning, late at night. And so, but Jesus know this woman come out for that. And Jesus greet her. And verse 28 of chapter 5, the book of Mark, say, for she said, when Jesus asked for water, and she said, if you may touch, John chapter 4, and I continue with the story. John chapter 4, talking about a Samaritan woman. And John chapter 4, verse 7. And this Samaritan came out and draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Give me a drink. And verse 9, I'm going to jump to verse 9. And the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Verse 10. And Jesus said to her, if you knew a gift of God, who say to you, give me a drink, you would have asked me him, and he would have given you a living water. Now, Jesus read between the lines. Jesus see through the Samaritan eyes. The water she drink, and she always feel thirsty. It's not fulfilling. But Jesus said, I want to give you a drink that you never thirst anymore. And God, what's he respond? I want that water. What is that water? Let me know. Let me taste it. You see, Jesus treat a stranger with respect and kind. But beyond that, find their need. Look at the emotion of what that person is going through, and he willing to help to meet that need. My friend, that's what love about. We need to concern people surrounding us. There's another story that I allude to, Mark chapter 5. That's what I mean. Mark chapter 5, another story. And this whole story settings are a girl restored to life and a woman healed. Two story in one. As Jesus go through town, go to this girl's home and try to restore her life, in the middle of the road, so many people walking through, so many people touch Jesus, so crowded. And here it is, this story of the woman. This woman have a sickness, and she go every single physician is not healed. She lose so much blood. But she say, if I just touch Jesus' garment, if I touch his clothes, just a little touch, I believe Jesus will heal me. Now, Jesus is so busy. He has his disciple. He has people waiting for him. And people everywhere ask for healing, ask for food, ask for miracles, everything. As he walk on his way. In verse 28, he said, you know what? If I only may touch his clothes, I shall make well. Verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt her body that she was healed of the affliction. Immediately she got healing. Just faith, that faith. You know, why don't you ask Jesus, I have this symptom sickness, can you help me? No. When a woman loses my blood, there's a certain disease, certain sickness that the Jews consider unclean. You don't talk about it. You don't let people know about it. But today, same thing. People have sickness. They don't want to let people know about it. They don't let Jesus know about it. And so she go through life. She don't want people to know about it. And she say, hope Jesus will know about it. If he really the Son of God, if I touch his garment, he will know about it. And he will help me right away. And guess what? Immediately she was healed. Verse 30. And Jesus immediately know in himself that the power has gone out of him. Turn around in the crowd and say, who touched my clothes? Who touched me? Well, the disciples say, strange. What do you mean, who touched you? Everyone touched you. I touched you. What do you mean, who touched you? And Jesus said in verse 31, but his disciples say to him, you see the multitude wrong you, and you said, who touched me? And he looked, verse 22, and he looked around and see her who have done these things. How did Jesus recognize someone touch him? I mean, you can talk to me, but would I listen to every single word? Now, Jesus teaches very lesson right here. It's not because he's God, he know everyone's mind. No. He want to teach us a lesson. Do you recognize people need? Do you recognize people are crying out? Can you hear them? It's not because they cry now, not because they say a word. Can you feel? My friend, if you in tune with God, you can feel that. If you hear the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will point out to you that. You see, that's what we study about here. Love does not behave rudely. When you respect, when you understand that people need, you can sense that need. Jesus did just that. He recognized. He's so busy. I don't think anyone more busy than Jesus Christ. He stay up late at night to pray for you, for this disciple. He's so busy. And here sometimes we're so busy, we say, oh, I cannot attend everyone's need. Also, we're so busy, we don't have time to call people or text people. Or so busy, we cannot even say hi. Or so busy that we cannot visit someone who has cancer. There's a woman in our church. I won't say the name. She has very bad sickness, diabetic. And it's so sad that when I heard that her hand is numb and her toes numb, I said, you know, this has come to the point it's very critical. You know when you are diabetic and if your leg or your feet is numb, guess what? What is the next step? Amputation. That's what it is. And I cried out and I prayed God. And not only that, I need to attend her need. I want to come to visit her. I want to do everything to help her. You see, sometimes we're so busy we forgot about there's some people are really in need out there. And if we not, attending those needs and hear people crying, even silent cry, Paul say that we have treated others rudely. That's the meaning of that. Not what word you say, but what action that you have not done. How do we treat others? How do we react? How do we respond? How would you offer this? Jesus wrote to his life. He never said a word or action that hurt other people's feeling. Yes, there's time he was upset. Upset that people are selling stuff into in his father's house. Yet he upset that people block the Pharisee closed the door of salvation to the people in need. Yes, he upset with that. But he never treat people rudely. He never treat the Pharisee or even the people nailed him to the cross. He could cry out and say, why you nail me to the cross? He could scream. But he said, God, the Father, forgive them that they know what they're doing. My friend, that's why it is. How are we today? How are we going through life every single day? Do we share the love of Christ just like 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as we need to treat other people nicely. Care for other people. Recognize they are surrounding us. Recognize there are people who are in need. Recognize they are son and daughter of God. They are your brother and sisters. Oh, we recognize that. How do we treat others? The first thing, how do you treat your parents and your children? How do you treat your friend? Go abroad, how do you treat the strangers? How do you treat people when you come in contact every day, either shopping center or the mall? There's some time that we keep yourself so busy. I see so many young people keep themselves so busy with things of this world. I see most young people, I'm saying that. I'm not saying old people are not doing that. But they don't want to listen to anyone. They just put your phone in their ear. What do I come down to the iPod or Nano, whatever it is, and listen to music all the time. Somehow music and speaking, everything has got to be surrounding their life. I think there's time we need to turn those off and attend to the need out there. Because the Holy Spirit trying to tell us there's people down the street need our help. There's someone are hurt today that God calling us to attend to. That's what our church is all about. God wants to make us and mold us to be Christ-like character. And when you mean Christ-like character, we need to live like Jesus. Everywhere he goes, everything he did, he always think about people. People who are lost. People who are hurt. That's what we need to think about. That's what we need to ask every day. Lord, if there's someone hurt out there, show me to that person. I want to pray for that person. My friend, this is not easy. This is required that you will take some time of your life, a busy life, to do this. The question, are we willing to do this? Are we? It's okay. It's okay. A few minutes out of your life, it's okay. It's okay. Sometime if I can feel I can help someone, rescue someone, I feel blessed than everything else I have done. My friend, let be Christ-like character. Let take time. Let take time to go out and help someone. I do not ask you to take all of your time to do ministry or preaching. No. Just attend surrounding area. Everyone you come in contact with someone in your life, either school or workplace or out on the street, you will come in contact with someone. Can you open your mouth and say, "Hi, how are you doing? God love you. Hi, how are you doing? Is there something you want me to pray for you?" Or say, "Hi, I wish you well today." Let God use us to do something for Him. Let live out the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Does not love, does not act, does not behave rudely. If we respect, love, and care for other people, we have met the criteria of love that defined in Paul's letter. May God bless each one of you.